At the Nebraska State Fair, we're visiting with Kim Clark, Ag Program Manager with the Nebraska Corn Board, in the Corn Board and Corn Growers display here in the Exhibition Hall. Kim, you have some special activities going on here regarding ethanol promotion. Let's talk about it.
We do, Ken. Thanks for having me. Next weekend, we're going to have a big ethanol promotion for flex fuel vehicles. Flex fuel vehicles can use any blend of gasoline up to E85, which is 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. For this promotion that we're going to have, it's going to start Saturday, September 3rd and run through Monday, September 5th. And Bosselman's Pump and Pantry at 1235 Allen Drive here in Grand Island, and Aurora Cooperative A-Stop at 4155 East Highway 30 here in Grand Island will be the two participating locations that have the blender pumps. E20 will be offered at a 20-cent discount per gallon. E30 will be a 30-cent discount per gallon. And E85 will be an 85-cent discount per gallon.
That's a pretty nice savings if people want to take advantage of that. I know we've talked before about how the number of flex fuel vehicles on the road continues to grow, and in some cases people don't even realize that they can use a higher blend of ethanol.
That is true. A lot of people, up to 90% of the people, don't realize they have a flex fuel vehicle and they can use ethanol blends. And there's several ways they can determine if they have a flex fuel vehicle. One, check your owner's manual. Two, check and see if you have a flex fuel emblem on the back of your vehicle or along the side of your vehicle. A person can also check the fuel cap or the fuel door and see if it says E85 or flex fuel.
How many blender pumps do we have in the state right now?
Currently, we have approximately 20 blender pumps, and we have about 40 E85 pumps across Nebraska. And with 100,000 flex fuel vehicles, we would like to see that number increase, and we're working to get more E85 and more blender pumps throughout the state.
Yeah, with E15 coming on here in the next few months, it's going to be important to get more of those blender pumps out there, it sounds like.
E15 hopefully will be available at the pumps for 2001 and newer light-duty cars, trucks, and SUVs. There are still a few regulations we are working out with the EPA, federal regulations, as well as state regulations. But for E15, when it's available to come on the line, blender pumps are very important.
Any idea when we might see E15 down the road?
That's a good question. We don't really have an answer when we'll be able to see E15. Different states may be able to offer it at different times. There are some regulations here in Nebraska that we need to work through before we can offer it.